here's a story from The World.
There's big news out of Japan today. The country's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced this morning that Tokyo will be under a state of emergency starting this Monday until August 22nd. That covers the entire stretch of the Summer Olympics, which led to another big announcement: no fans allowed in the stands. The World's Bianca Hillier has been covering the challenges of the Tokyo Olympics. Bianca, first of all, what are the details of the state of emergency? What measures are actually being taken?
Yeah, so Prime Minister Suga said this is a precautionary measure to prevent the coronavirus from spreading out of densely populated Tokyo to other parts of the country. One of the main changes the city will see is that bars and restaurants won't be able to serve any alcohol during this period, and department stores will also close earlier around 8 p.m. But I want to make clear that this is not a lockdown, so we'll still see busy streets in Tokyo. They're just taking these steps now because cases are rising, vaccine rates are low, and officials are concerned about the Delta variant.
Right. The state of emergency is to protect people in Japan, but of course the Olympics are set to start in just 15 days, and now they'll go on without fans. Is that going to be for all events?
It's for all events in Tokyo. That's indoor and outdoor venues. But not all events are being held in Tokyo. And in those cases where there's not a state of emergency, spectator capacity will be up to local governments. So we could see some fans in some situations. But this ban of local fans in Tokyo is a major change from just 2 weeks ago, when you'll remember that organizers announced venues could be at 50% capacity, up to 10,000 people. Tokyo 2020 Olympics President Saiko Hashimoto spoke at a press conference today. She apologized to people who had purchased tickets, but says it's now necessary for the games to be a made-for-TV event.
Bianca, as you've been reporting, there have been repeated calls for the Olympics to be canceled. Is there still any chance of that happening?
No, there's been no talk of canceling the Olympics. Here's IOC Vice President John Coates back in May responding to a question about whether the Games would be held under a state of emergency.
Well, we've successfully seen five sports hold their test events during the state of emergency. All of the plans that we have in place to protect the safety and security of the athletes and the people of Japan are based around the worst possible circumstances, and so the answer is absolutely yes.
Prime Minister Suga tried to reassure viewers today that they shouldn't worry about not being able to attend the games in person, considering that 4 billion people watch on TV anyway, but it will, without a doubt, lead to a different environment.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I can imagine athletes are going to notice the change. What are athletes saying about all this?
Right. This lack of crowds is a big deal to some athletes. One of them, Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios, said earlier this month he was already considering not competing at the games if the stands are empty.
If I'm to play the Olympics, I've said it numerous times, I want to do it the right way. I want to do it with full crowds. I want to do it with my guests there. I want to do it when I'm able to watch other athletes do their thing. And that's the Olympics for me. The Olympics, the way it's going to go on, is not the Olympics.
Kyrgios hasn't officially pulled out of the games yet, but he posted on Instagram yesterday that he does intend to play in a tournament in Atlanta, which just happens to run at the same time as the Olympics, and can't be two places at once. So, yeah, this is impacting players.
Right, yeah, in many ways. The World's Bianca Hillier with the latest on the Tokyo Olympics, a state of emergency declared and no spectators allowed. It's going to be different. Thanks, Bianca.
Thanks, Marco. From PRX.